And why would he label those as carnal, who had achieved such a significant amount of the Spirit, and whose praises at the start he had sung so enthusiastically? Because even those to whom the Lord says, "Depart from me, workers of iniquity, I don't know you," were also carnal, yet they cast out devils, raised the dead, and declared prophecies. Hence it's possible for even one performing miracles to be carnal. God worked through Balaam, revealed the future to Pharaoh and Nebuchadnezzar, and Caiaphas prophesied without understanding what he said. Further, some others drove out devils in his name, although they weren't with him. These acts are done not for the sake of the performer, but for others. In fact, those who were decidedly unworthy have often been the means to these ends. So, why would it be surprising that, even in cases of unworthy individuals, these deeds are done for others, when it's the same when performed by saints? As Paul says, all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or life or death, and likewise, he gave some apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministering. Otherwise, there would be no safeguard against widespread corruption. It's possible that leaders are wicked and defiled, and their followers good and virtuous, that laypersons live in piety and priests in wickedness. Neither baptism nor the body of Christ nor offering could exist through such individuals if grace always required merit. But God often works through unworthy people, and the grace of baptism is not compromised by the priest's behavior, otherwise the recipient would suffer. While these occurrences are rare, they do indeed happen. I say these things so that none of the spectators concerned with the priest's life may take offense regarding the rites performed. For the individuals introduce nothing into what is provided, but it is entirely the work of God's power, and He is the one who introduces you to the mysteries.